The singer Morrissey began his career in the early 1980s, fronting the British rock band The Smiths. The band was known for Morrissey's somber, ironic songwriting. He quit The Smiths in 1987 to launch a solo career, becoming something of a cult figure along the way. Morrissey's new album, You Are the Quarry, is the first release in 7 years. Michel Jolet has a review.
It was bound to happen. Here we are in 2004, a musical moment in which everywhere you look, everything old is new again. Retro sounds are the order of the day, with the most prominent acts praised instead of panned for borrowing heavily from their predecessors. The White Stripes as a lo-fi Led Zeppelin, The Strokes as a private school Velvet Underground. Like jazz and classical music before it, rock and roll has become wholly obsessed with its past. So what to do with Morrissey, a man who's always been obsessed with the past? He's too young to be retro, too old to be trend-setting, too singular, too talented to be ignored. And his new album comes at a time when everyone seems to be looking back. I've been dreaming of a time when to be English is not to be painful. But the album You Are the Quarry is very much steeped in the moment, more so perhaps than any other album he's ever made. And it's oddly political, at least for him. It opens with a track entitled America is Not the World, a conflicted, haunting love song which captures both the adoration and resentment the United States seems to inspire around the world. America, your head's too big. Because America, your belly is too big. And I love you, I just wish you'd stay where you is. Oh, 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 in America. Morrissey has always seemed to be a walking paradox, both playful and morose, ambiguously asexual, political, but hopelessly self-involved. Which is why You Are the Quarry is still a classic Morrissey album. Songs like All the Lazy Dykes and The World is Full of Crashing Bores serve up such themes in spades. But his usual inclination towards detachment ends there, and the new Morrissey, the older Morrissey, the wiser Morrissey, the Morrissey of this moment, is unafraid to show a more personal side, venting his soul with songs like Irish Blood, English Heart, about his withering sense of nationalism, and of course the starkly brave and confessional accusation of Christianity entitled, I Have Forgiven Jesus. Forgive me any pain I may have brought to you. With God's help I Jesus hurt me when he deserted me, but I have forgiven Jesus for all the desire he placed in me when there's nothing I can do with this desire. Though he was born in Manchester, Morrissey now lives in Los Angeles, where he has, in a strange twist of fate, become an icon to thousands of East LA Latinos who emblazon Morrissey across the tinted glass of lowered cars and Azteca lettering. It's an odd statement on culture, I suppose, that a man so maudlin, so effete, would be embraced in the twilight of his career by a people so steeped in machismo. But considering Morrissey grew up in working-class Manchester, looking on as a have-not at all those haves, it makes sense. In LA, where glamour runs thick at every turn, Latinos are often the silent outsiders, looking on with scorn and envy, the very people he's always sung about. First of the Gang to Die is Morrissey's homage to these fans, capturing the charisma and bitter realities of life in East LA as only Morrissey can, filled with levity, tragedy, yearning, and undying affection.
The CD by Morrissey is called You Are the Quarry. Our reviewer, Michel Jolet, is the managing editor for the music magazine, Filter.